Back to the Parsha podcast. Here we are on Parsha's Bahar B'chukosai. Parsha podcast is Le'ilui Nishmas. Mordechai ben Shimon and Etel Bashal. Ve'daber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Le'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, the mountain of Sinai, saying, Rashi asks, what is this entire business of speaking to Moshe at Har Sinai? Like, why did we change this over here? What relevance do the laws of Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And as a teacher, just like Shemitah was taught at Har Sinai, all of its details, the rules, the general law principles, and all of the details, all at Har Sinai, everything, even all the little details are also from Har Sinai. Rashi also says, it seems to him that since none of the laws of Shemitah are heard in Arvos Moav and Sefer Devarim, rather to tell you that everything is learned from Hashem at Har Sinai, even down to the nitty-gritty details. Everything was reviewed at Arvos Moav. Moshe retaught all of Mishnah Torah, all of the Torah, a second time over again. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosem lachem v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos l'Hashem. Speak to b'nei Yisrael and say to them that when you come to the land that I'm giving to you, the land will have a rest to Hashem. Rashi says, what is this language of? What is a Shabbos L'Hashem? A Shabbos L'Shem Hashem. Because Hashem created the heavens and the earth and then ceased on the seventh day, so too the land will work for 6 years and then rest in the seventh year. Six years you will seed the fields, and 6 years you will prune your vineyards and gather in all of its produce. Uvashana hashvis Shabbos Shabbason yihia la'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmor. And on the seventh year will be a complete cessation for the land, a cessation for Hashem. Your fields will not be seeded and your vineyards will not be pruned. Rashi says that not that it says to the land, this includes the fields and the vineyards. Es sefich kitzircha lo siktsur, ves inve nizirecha lo siftsur, shnas shabbason yihye la'aretz. Even the sprouts of your reaping you shall not cut, and the grapes of your crowns, of your nazir, you will not collect. It is a year of cessation for the land. Rashi says, what does this mean, the spreadings of your cuttings? That seems to be the opposite thing that you do. You cut things down, you don't plant when you cut. But as you cut, and then some of the seeds fall into the ground as you're cutting, and as a result it grows on your own, this is a sviach. This is a sprouting that happens as a result of your cutting. You can harvest them yourself. They bring it all in and put it in the house, and this is mine. Rather, Rashi says that this hefker is only for everybody and anybody can take it at this time. What are the grapes of your crown? The grapes of your nizirecha? So that you were nazar here, it's using nazar as something that tried to stop anybody else from taking. These are usher to you. You can only take things that are hefker for everybody. But if you try to separate them and try to hide them so that nobody else takes them, those are usher to you. Targum says these are the best of the best grapes that you have to make them hefker for everybody. You should not go and collect them in as yiftsur. You should not harvest them wholesale. You need them. You can take them. But you can't go and set them aside. V'haisa Shabbos la'aretz lachem la'ochla lacha ulavdecha ulamasecha v'leschircha ulesoshavcha hagarim imach. It will be a Shabbos of the land for you to feed you and your servants and your maidservants and your people who you pay and those who dwell with you. What does this mean? It'll be for you. This is to tell you that the fruit is not aser bechila, it's not in like arla or something like that, but you just can't act like a balabayas. You can't like act ownership over it. Everybody owns it in the same way. You, your servant, and anyone who dwells with you. You can eat it to eat it, Rashi says, it's Shabbos, lechem le'ochla, to eat it. You can eat it to eat, but you can't take it and guard it and hide it. Rashi says, your Toshavcha means also anyone who lives with you, even somebody who is not Jewish. Livimtecha vilachaya asher ba'artzecha tehiyah kol tvasa le'chol. And for your animals, the domesticated in the wild that are in your land, it'll be all of the produce to eat. Rashi says, if a wild animal can eat, how much more so your own animals can eat it? Rashi says, so long as the wild animals are eating it, your animals can eat it. But once the wild animals stop eating it, then your animals can no longer eat it either. And you will count for yourself 7 years of Shabbos, 7 years, 7 times, and they will be for you these days of the Shabbos years, 49 years. Rashi says, why does this keep repeating itself? And the Shabbos Shanim is to tell you that you can't just go and have 7 Shemitah in a row. You have to have 6 years and then a Shemitah, 6 years and then a Shemitah. And then it says that it will be for you the days of the 7 times 7 years is to tell you that even if you didn't do the count the Shemitah for these seven Shemitahs, still you'll do this Yovel after the 49th year. However, the Rashi says, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, means that you will have this counting of 49 years, and it will total 49. Vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh ha-shvii b'esur l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim, taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. We'll blow a trua on the shofar in the 7th month and the 10th day of Yom HaKippurim. The sound of the shofar will be blown throughout the land. Rashi says, and this is also to tell us that Yom Kippur is the 10th day of 7th month, and also that it comes to tell you that Tkiyas Shofar on the 10th day would be Docha Shabbos. Masha Eino Kein is not the case with blowing the shofar on Shabbos, which can only be done in a Beis Din. This should alert you a little bit, because we know that this is a takana of the Rabbanan from the Torah. You should blow the shofar on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah. So my footnotes tell me to look at the Ramban. We'll talk about it more. The Ashtem is Shnasa Chamishim Shana Ukrasim Drua Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshvea Yovel Hi Elachem V'shavtem Ish Elachuzaso V'ish Al Mishpachto Tashuvu. And you will sanctify the 50th year, and you will call freedom throughout the land to all of those who dwell there. It is a Yovel. Well, it will be for you, and each man will return to his ancestral portion, and each man will return to his family. What does this mean, and you will sanctify it? Meaning, as it comes in Beis Din, they say that this year is holy. You will call freedom throughout the land. They will set free all of the slaves, even the ones who haven't finished their 6 years, even the ones who said they wanted to stay anyway. Everyone goes free. What is Dror? Rabbi Yehuda says, Dror comes from a language of settling, that you can settle wherever you want, and then you are not in anyone else's power. What is a Yovel? It's a year that is different from all other times, and it's called Yovel. Is a Yovel? It's based on the word for the blowing of the shofar. Each man will return to his portion, meaning that the fields go back to their original ancestral owners, and every person goes back to their family, even if they said they want to stay with their master. Yovel hi shnas hachamishim shana tiyelachem lo sizrau v'lo siksoru es sifichea v'lo sifzru es nizirea. It is a Yovel, the 50th year it will be for you. You will not seed, you will not reap all of the sproutings, and you will not gather in any of the best of your crops or the ones that you were set aside from anybody else taking. Rashi also notes that you'll see then that you'll have 2 years that are kadosh right next to each other, the 49th year and the Yovel. Ki Yovel hi kodesh tiyelachem min hasada tochlu es tvuasa. Because it will be a Yovel, it will be holy to you, and you shall eat from your fields the produce that it grows. Rashi says, what does it mean? It'll be holy to you. This is to tell you that if you buy Yovel fruit, that the money becomes like it's hektish. What does it mean to eat from the fields? This means that so long as there are animals eating in your fields, then you can leave food in the house, but then afterwards you have to clear out all the food in your house. And then Rashi adds that as well, this is the halacha with Shemitah, and it's the halacha with Yovel. Vishnas Hayovel Hazos Tashuvu Ishal Chuzaso. In this Yovel year, each man will return to his portion. Rashi says, but you said this already, so why are we saying this again? Rather, to teach you that if the father sold the field to somebody, and then the son went and bought that field back, it still goes back to the father. V'chi simkuru mimkor lamisecha o kano miyada misecha al tanu ish es achiv. And when you will sell to your friend or buy from your friend, each person shall not afflict his brother. He says this is the halacha of onas mamon, that you can't overcharge. And the next pasuk is going to tell us that this is also with regard to the understanding that the fields will be returned within 50 years, so as a result that the prices have to reflect as such. Shanim achar yovel teknem esamisecha mimisner shnei suos yimkorlach. The amount of years after the yovel you will buy from your fellow, and the number of years of produce he will sell to you. Rashi says simply, this pasuk is explaining that regarding onah, where have to have the understanding when you're selling the field, you have to know that this is sold only until Yovel, and only according with its years and the fruit of the fields is the price that has to be set up. And it'll be a problem if somebody is going to sell a field right before Yovel at a very high price, because that doesn't make any sense. It's going to go back very shortly. Rather, with the amount of how many years of the produce is it going to produce, generally, that is how much the man should sell it for. And Chazal also made a drasha that if a person is going to go and redeem the field, they are not allowed to redeem it for less than 2 years. Even if there are 3 growing seasons in those 2 years, it's only 2 years worth of it. Lefi rov hashanim tarbeh miknaso, lefi meot shanim Tamit Miknaso, he mispartfuos hu mocher loch. In accordance with the greatness of years, the price will go up, and the lessening of amount of years, the price will go down, because the amount of produce which it will make, that is the price that you will be charging. Lo sonu ish es amiso v'yeresem elokecha ki ani Hashem elokecha. And man will not overcharge his fellow, and you will be in fear of Hashem, because I am Hashem, your God. She says, well, wait a second, you said this already, why are you telling me again that there shouldn't be onah? Rather, it's to tell you that you cannot do onas devarim either. You should not put down your friend, you should not give him a bad advice. Rather, you should give advice in accordance with the nature of the person. And if you'll ask, how is it possible that anybody would know that I'm giving bad advice or good advice? You know, I thought I could make the claim that no, I was doing it totally fine. However, the pasuk ends, you should have fear from Hashem because he knows what you are thinking. Rashi gives us a rule. He says, any time that there's no other way for anyone else to know, that's where it says, V'yareis elokecha, because God knows what's in your heart. V'asisem eschukosai v'esmishpatai tishmeru v'asisem osam v'yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach. You will do my statutes and my mishpatim laws, and you'll perform them, and you will sit on the land, dwell in the land securely. It says, because we know that Yisrael don't keep the Shemitah, they are exiled. As it will say later, then the land will want its rest, and it will receive its rest. 70 years of the first Gullus are parallel to the 70 years of Shemitahs that Bnei Yisrael didn't keep in the ensuing years.